beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroer.
All right, listen to this shocking news dealing with the Biden-Harris wide-open border. Kamala Harris goes down there today. Do you think she'll talk about this in clip 12?
The Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington. You believe this, Sandra?
Which means they are here. And this is just an unbelievable development. I'm Sandra Smith in New York. Good to be with you, John. This is America Reports. Let's get right to Bill Malugin. He's got this news for us. He's live out of Douglas, Arizona right now.
Kamala Harris is going to stand in front of the leader
this afternoon. Bill, the details of this news, what do you have?
Yeah, and Sandra, bear with me. We just got these numbers moments ago, but it's a jaw-dropper, to say the least. So to set the stage here, let me just explain what these numbers mean. ICE has something called a non-detained docket. Essentially, what that is it means migrants who were encountered by DHS but are no longer in federal custody. So who's on this non-detained docket? It's illegal immigrants who were caught and released at the border, released with the court date years away. They're in immigration proceedings, combined with illegal immigrants who have already been ordered, deported from the country by a judge, but are still here roaming the country. So keep that in mind, this non-detained docket. According to a letter that the acting director of ICE just sent to Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez, on ICE's non-detained docket, they're currently tracking 425,000 non-citizens who have been convicted of a crime. Of that number, over 13,000 non-citizens have convictions for homicide and are on the non-detained docket, meaning they're roaming the country right now. On top of that, there are another 15,811 non-citizens convicted of sexual assault who are roaming the country right now on ICE's non-detained docket. It doesn't stop there. Those are convictions. The ICE director also says there are currently just under 1,900 non-citizens on the non-detained docket who have pending homicide charges who are roaming the country, and another 4,250 non-citizens who have pending sexual assault charges who are roaming the country on the non-detained docket. So people's eyes might be glazing over right now with all the numbers we just threw at you. Just to put it in a nutshell right here, what we've learned from the acting ICE director via this letter to Congressman Tony Gonzalez is right now there are over 13,000 illegal aliens convicted of homicide who are roaming the United States right now. There are another 15,811 illegal aliens roaming the country right now who have been convicted of sexual assault. And there are even more who are facing charges for homicide and charges for sexual assault. So this just goes to show, guys, the non-detained docket has exploded under the Biden administration to over, I believe it's 7.3 million. They're anticipating it could hit 8 million by the end of the year. But looking at the numbers on this letter right here, there are currently over 600,000 non-citizens on ICE's non-detained docket who are either convicted, or 600,000 non-citizens on this non-detained docket who are roaming the country right now. Of that, 425,000 have already been convicted of crimes. 222,000 are pending crimes. And again, the most serious crimes we just told you about.
Yeah, I wonder if that'll come up with the Harris photo op border visit today. You think she'll take questions from the press? Kamala, what are your comments on the tens of thousands of rapists and murderers that you have let into the country that are here roaming and could rape and kill again? Do you take any responsibility for that? I flipped burgers at McDonald's. It'll be like this. French woman raped and left for dead in Paris by illegal migrant. Syrian child rapist jailed in Germany for attacks on 13 and 11-year-old schoolgirls. That'll be Harris's America. That'll be what she lets in.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Pretty stunning stuff. Of course, we knew that would be the case. He let in 15 million illegal immigrants. Venezuela empties their prisons and sends them to the southern border. What did you expect was going to happen? But don't worry. The Kill Trump media and the Democrat propaganda media, they won't cover that. They won't ask Kamala Harris about that when she goes down to the border wall for a photo op to pretend like she's about securing the border. That's her campaign policy now. Don't you know? They steal elections. Why wouldn't they steal policy as well? We go back to our great veterans on the phone line, and we have Edward, a Marine in Texas. Edward, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on down there?
Right here in Texas with you, brother.
There's been some bizarre stuff going on because I'm down here. I'm like 4 miles away from the border area. For the last 2 years, though, me and my wife, we, because we move around a lot, you know, we're going out and eating and stuff like that. And it's Saturday late night, Sunday, I mean, we're seeing mail trucks, you know, U.S., United States mail trucks, postal mail trucks, moving all through the city at night. And I'm thinking, what is going on? These trucks aren't usually out after 7 o'clock on Saturday and definitely not on Sunday. So I've come to the conclusion down here. Basically, they've been harvesting ballots down here for over 2 years. So if you're down here in a border town, all this stuff along the border, like I said, I'm 4 miles away from the wall. All this stuff down here is pretty much spoken for as far back as a year or 2 years ago. So there's no way that these people that are all down here, there's going to be any Trump voters down here in this area. I mean, you got to go up into the middle section of Texas or up towards, you know, the top, up maybe around Houston and Dallas, you know, whatever's going on up there. But down here for border town, there's been some seriously nefarious stuff going on with night movement of mail trucks and all kinds of stuff going on. And our border here is, we have a walk border. You can actually walk across. You can walk across, you can walk back. And I mean, no ID the whole nine yards. I don't even know if people know this, but they have sidewalks. They have whole areas. There's like 3 or 4 entry in and exit points here where you don't even need an ID. It's just back and forth, nonstop. I got people coming in my yard late at night. I don't know. Police had to remove a couple of them. They don't know where they're from. No ID. Never seen them before. They don't live in the neighborhood. Speak Spanish, but not Mexican-style Spanish, which is what most of the population is here. Maybe they're Honduran, maybe they're Nicaraguan. I don't know where they're from, but
well, it's not just Mexicans. It's not Mexicans that are coming across our border.
It's Hondurans, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans. It's, you know, everything but.
Yeah, honestly, Chinese, Mexico is, Mexicans are like the smallest number of people that are coming across.
Another problem I have, We went through this in 2020, okay? They stole the election. We've had 4 years, okay? The Democrats are dirty, rotten scoundrels. We know this. They're liars and cheaters. they're haters, they're globalists, but we're sitting on our dead ass. That's my language. Why 4 years goes by, we have done absolutely nothing other than play games with the court, who keeps siding with Sparkomatic and all these other voting, polling, cheater devices. We should be doing paper ballots. What have we done? And this is not the first time that the American people have sat on their duff and watched this go on. Now, when Bush and Gore had their first run-in with this fake voting garbage with the Chads or whatever it was, because I'm 60 years old, I remember
the hanging Chads. Yeah, and then they were like, oh, old people can't figure out how to vote.
No. They said black people couldn't vote because they didn't have IDs, which is garbage. Everybody's got an ID here. Who do you think driving the cars? We've got insurance. It's just nonsense. Whatever the Democrats can use, first thing they do like to use is the children. Then they like to use the race. Then they like to use the gender. But my point is, we've had 4 years to fix this problem. We have not fixed this problem. Here we are at the gate again. They're believing in polls. Polls are used to get us geared up for when they steal it, okay? No way is Kamala Harris up on the polls where they say she is. There's no way, and you know it, and I know it, and nobody's going to tell me any different. They're already gearing it up. Poll watchers 10 to 1. This is ridiculous. They're going to put signs up on the windows, block us from seeing what they're doing, why they're hand cramming. Literally, Dinesh D'Souza put out the movie, and nobody's going to tell me they didn't see all the 2,000 mules and nonsense that's been going on.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, Vindicating Trump, premieres tonight. It opens in theaters tonight. So I get your frustration. And in fact, I've got a video. A computer hacker went on the Patrick Bet David show and hacked a voting machine within seconds. And I'm going to play that video today. So I understand your frustration, but I disagree with the general concept that nothing has been done. I do think things have been done. You could argue that not enough has been done or the wrong things have been done. But things have definitely been done. And I would imagine the voting machine companies and the Republicans, the voting machine companies are going to be probably extremely concerned that they could lose their contracts if people don't trust the voting machines. So, I mean, they might have a vested interest to get trust back. And then they also, the Republican Party, has sent cyber experts to monitor these voting machines. So I'm not telling you that it's the be-all, end-all, or it's going to be enough. I'm just, things have been done. Thank you for the call, Edward. And that story about the mail trucks, I mean, I don't know. That, who knows what that is? That's definitely odd. But before we take another call here, and I'm going to play the video where the hacker goes on to the Patrick Bet David show and hacks the voting machine, just like Kamala Harris used to talk about in front of the Senate in 2018, ironically enough. First, though, Alex Jones has an announcement for you. He's very excited about this, a great way to support us. Here's Alex Jones letting you know how.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
And remember, don't forget that every purchase at thealexjonesstore.com, you get an raffle entry to win the monster truck. And it looks like that particular T-shirt might give you bonus raffle entries. thealexjonesstore.com. All right, I might as well just go to this video now since the caller was in on it, and then we got a couple other callers on this issue as well that we'll go to. But this was from the Patrick Bet David show. Hacker comes in, hacks a voting machine. Here it is, clip 8.
This is a win vote machine, and for the reasons that we don't want to put a logo, this voting system technology company name is just a fake name, because I have been using this particular machine in filming a number of training videos, some of those for the government, just to show vulnerabilities like USB vulnerability, which we are going to be using. This machine actually had many vulnerabilities, and at time when this was still in use, this was called the worst voting machine used in the United States.
The worst
voting machine used in the United States.
And where was this used, Harry?
That was used in Maryland. It was in Virginia. I don't have the complete list what all places it was used, but it was fairly widely used. So what we are going to be exploiting here is a USB vulnerability. The USB vulnerability is amazingly good to identify because it's easy to mitigate. Mm-hmm. You just stopped access to the USB port. I have plugged here a extension cable just that we can see that the actual USB port is behind there and it's accessible by the router. I'm using here a commercially available USB computer called Bash Bunny. It can be many other devices. This is just an example. This particular device is $120. You can buy it from online. And I have pre-programmed, and if this would be a real attack, the attack will take 6-7 seconds. I have slowed it down and make it visible so that the audience can see what is happening. So when I'm plugging it in, oh, this is the Schrodinger's USB stick, is always wrong way. So the computer starts, and once it's starting, it's doing its magic. The moment you see that the screen is changing, that is when the hack would have been already done and I would be unplugging it. But I'm just showing this number of things. So now it would have been done. It's showing you the program manager. It's showing you now the command prompt. And this is where all the votes live. So I'm just showing that the directory where all the votes would be. At this point of time, this stick has already complete control over the system. So at this time, anything can be done. Anything can be changed. And as the last thing, I'm just showing a fake result. Just a show that can be done. It's just a show that how the system is controlled. So this is a good example of a hack. And as I said, only reason why anything is seen on the screen and why it's this slow is because I artificially slowed it down and made it visible so that the audience can see that there's a control over the voting machine.
Now, this has been
this particular machine has a many
brought in front of Congress actually multiple times, and they've done virtually this exact same thing. Just showing the vulnerabilities. And most recently, it was Kamala Harris in 2018 that did exactly that and then made the pitch that we need to have paper ballots counted by hand. So ironically enough, the last time that was done was Kamala Harris, who's now running for president. She didn't talk about it anymore. And then in states where the Republicans have won lawsuits, like Georgia, where they now have to do paper ballots hand counted, the Democrats are complaining. Well, what does that tell you? I think it tells you everything. So I understand why people are concerned. I'm not trying to discount the concerns about the integrity of our elections. I'm just saying things have been done. And believe me, there are people that are now running the Republican Party that think and believe the exact same things you do about election integrity. I mean, Laura Trump is going on interviews left and right and saying exactly what the caller just said. So it's not like they're unaware and things have been done. Now, is it enough? I don't know. I'm not telling you to have full faith in elections. I'm just telling you things have been done. And that's just true. So let's continue, though. Other callers are on this issue. And let's go to Andy out of the Army, the Coast Guard in Missouri. Andy, go ahead.
Yeah, good talking to you again, Owen. What happened was I do contract work, and I ended up doing a lot of jobs for the United States Postal Service where we were going in and doing an audit on their infrastructure. And what I found was really disturbing is because every piece of the electronic gear and computer networking that they have in a post office has been sunsetted for at least 10 years, which means that they're not getting any updates, no security patches, no support, nothing like that. The model that they all have is called a 2960S by Cisco, and that thing was sunsetted on November 6th of 2015. So when you're talking about something that's easily hackable, that is way easier hackable, I would think, than the voting machines are.
So how does this tie into the election?
Well, I mean, they have no, there's no, like, checks and balances on what they're doing. If anybody can get in there at any time, they're going to be, everything that goes through the post office is scanned with a barcode to allow it to know that it's been counted and it's in the system. And so if somebody got in there, I think they could easily forge a whole bunch of extra ballots coming in without even having to go through the problems of going through a Dropbox or anything.
Well, I mean, they would still have to go through the post office. You're just saying the data wouldn't, even if it didn't line up, they could just erase it, basically?
Yeah, but the whole thing is what I learned when I was doing these audits and everything, none of the post offices, they don't have any burglar alarm, fire alarm, or anything in any of them. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Hmm. All right. Anything else, Andy?
Yeah, actually, I did have one thing. Could you tell Alex to put the tall sizes on his T-shirts? Because I'd really like to buy one, but the normal sizes aren't
like a big and tall.
Five. Yeah, like 6'5".
the double XL is too wide for you.
No, it's not big enough. I wear a 3XLT. So
okay. I'll see what I can do for you, Andy.
All right. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right. Let's go to William, Army, Arkansas. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My curiosity is to what will America do when they either interrupt the election, steal it, or do some kind of shenanigans. And if by chance, and I think it's a greater chance that they don't do anything, then they will. But if Trump gets in, then you've got the days between Election Day and inauguration. And the Democrats and the globalists will still be in somewhat power. These criminals have to be dealt with in that format. They are criminals. They are traitors, and so many other of the world leaders. And we're dealing with this like another four-year cycle. I've always been pro national service, compulsory service. The things that are going on are a perfect reason. The young lady that called a couple callers back in the Air Force, great call. If everybody's rear end subject to have to face the injustice of what the government does to soldiers and what the citizens that invest so much of their 401 IRA investments into war profiteering materials, this wouldn't be quite going so on as it is, and at least you'd be earning the products of war that you are committing your mercenary skills to. I believe in a three-day election process. Thousands and millions of people have brought us this electoral process of a democratic election. We live in a republic, a constitutional republic. We choose our managers of this institution through a democratic process. It should be a three-day process. We give a week to football every year, baseball every year, everything out there, you know, paper ballots only. The only people that are disputing it are those that want to steal the election or mitigate it some way. Bite me. There's no reason technically that we can't do this except for the liars and the cheats. Compulsory service, put your butt on the line. Look at all the weak people that have come about in the last 40, 50 years. You know, is there even recess in school anymore to get these people off their butt? It's okay to drive through the donut window shop when you're 300 pounds overweight. You want to get a donut, fine, but burn a calorie, get out of the car, go in there. You know, it's ridiculous. I could go on and on. I think we're about to face trials that the rest of the world has lived with for centuries. I went to Haiti after the earthquake. I could say a lot about that, but it would take too much time. I saw a variable in different cultures while I was there. People that would not do what we see going on in Ohio. Everything down there is not as you see. We talk about voodoo down there. Well, we got pedophile devil worshipers in the White House and through every state capital in the nation right now, it smells like. So I don't want to hear too much negative critique and finger pointing by people that don't show up. They love to point a finger. Yeah, we got issues, but it started a long time ago. You know, it's like trying to blame the last five administrations for inflation. No, started with the Federal Reserve. Started when you start mining gold and silver in any place in this nation and sending it overseas. We still send most of our gold and silver out of this nation. We should be keeping it. If it got to say a boogeyman word called nationalize our gold mines, well, so be it. You know? Don't want me to go on. I could go on for days.
Buddy. I believe you could. I think you've pretty much stated it. Well thought out, well stated. I won't even respond to that. I'll let your comments lie. William, thank you for the call. Let's go to Kevin out of the Army in Arizona. Kevin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen, first-time caller. Starting out, look, there are so many shenanigans in Maricopa County. We're all aware of it. It's embarrassing. But I work on the local level in the grassroots precinct and district. Man, people are energized here. You don't see yard signs for Harris hardly anywhere.
No, Arizona's a red state. Everywhere. I mean, let's be clear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And the local people in the bottom of the AZ GOP, some precincts aren't pulling their weight as well. But, man, people are trying. The amount of volunteers and the story you covered with, like, ASU, I think Kerry Lake was there. Yeah, with all those MAGA hats going.
Yeah, now Kerry Lake's doing a big media tour. Yeah.
Yeah. We're pushing. There has been some things done to try to hopefully avoid the shenanigans. But I am positive that we're going to be able to overcome it by swamping that seawall, as you said. The big thing is we just got to keep the positive thing here in Arizona for it. But the tides are changing, and I think we will be able to overcome it here in Arizona, in which case it's just going to help that road to 270.
Yeah, and because here's what people tend to forget. And again, I understand the pessimism. I'm not a pessimist. I understand the lack of faith in the process in our elections. I'm not discounting that. But, you know, I think there's another factor here. Like in Georgia, okay, they caught them double, triple counting ballots in Fulton County. They're not going to do that anymore. So that was their big tactic. That was their big tactic to steal Georgia, probably amongst some other things. But it's like they caught them. Arizona, same deal. Kerry Lake and the other Republicans running for office, they went through all this already. They went through it in 2020. They went through it in 2022. They know the tactics now. They know the red areas where they give them the wrong paper or they give them printing machines that are out of ink. So they're going to make sure that doesn't happen. They know the tactics of double, triple counting ballots. So, I mean, there's also a live and learn experience with all of this as well. It's just like anything in life, whether you play sports, whether you're in business, it's the same thing. You live and you learn. You go through a process, you lose a game, you figure out what you did wrong, you win. You go in business, you make a bad business decision, you figure out what the bad business decision was, you don't make it again, you make a profit. It's the same thing, I think, in this election. Republicans saw what happened in 2020. They know what to do now, and I think it's going to be a victory.
I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners, and I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us. And everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us, by you getting the products. So we try to bring you, this is important, the very best products out there so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get 5-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high quality, full spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these. But just look at these. Just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000 milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you, because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000 milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality, and the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So I was doing a guest interview earlier today on His Glory TV, and I decided I was, because normally I'll do these interviews in studio, but I was like, you know what, I've been cooped up in studios all week doing all these interviews, you know, whenever there's big news about InfoWars, people want me to do interviews, but so I was doing like a dozen interviews this week, cooped up in the studio all week, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go outside for an interview, I'm gonna go sit outside and do the interviews today. And so I'm sitting out at the pool, and there's other people around listening, and so I'm like, well, I don't know. They're going to hear me talk politics, so we'll just see what happens, whatever. So I'm sitting here just doing my normal political spiel, talking about the elections, other issues. I get off the interview, and I'm just like, oh, you know, hey, sorry, y'all had to listen to my political diatribes.
And it's like, no, everything you said, spot on, completely agree. Nice to hear there's other people that think the way I think. I'm nervous to talk about it, but you're absolutely right, completely agree. So, I mean, we're winning the hearts and minds. People are seeing what we're seeing. It's more obvious than ever. And again, I'm just telling you, from situations I have in public, whether it's the grocery store, if I'm out to dinner, if I'm at the gym, whatever it is, it's the same thing. 2016, it was like people kind of come up and with like a whisper and a nod, like, hey, you know, great work, love Trump. 2024, it's like, hey, really like what you do, love Trump, Democrats are going to steal the election, what do you think is going to happen? Like, they are screaming it now. So that's where we're at. You know, people always ask, and it's, you know, obviously a fair question. I don't even know. What do you even do to prepare? What are we going to do if they steal it from Trump? I guess that's just the question. It's just the question. I don't know. I think that, you know, they put me in prison for predicting what they were going to do last time. You know? And during the hearing, they showed quotes from my show. My speech was what they imprisoned me for. And they said, look. And it was like October 2020 before the election. They said, look, Schroyer says right here, if they steal it from Trump, there'll be protest. And of course, you know, our defense was, so I was right. I didn't call for protests. I warned there would be protests. I accurately predicted there would be protests. And then, yes, we did our own Stop the Steal tour. Yes, we had a speaking event planned in January with a stage and everything. It all got sabotaged. But I won't be a part of that. I'm a good little boy now. I'm a nice little boy. Mostly just keep to the confines of the InfoWars studios. I'm a good little boy. Don't violate my probation. Feds got me under the jail cell, and so, okay. But, I mean, I'll tell you, it's not going to be InfoWars. It's not going to be Alex Jones. It's not going to be Owen Schroyer. I'll be right here in the studio just doing political analysis, perfectly peaceful, legal, First Amendment activity. But I would guess that you'll probably have protests just as big, if not bigger. And it won't even be any of the people that were involved in 2020. It'll be completely different people. It'll be people that never thought they'd go to a political protest, that are just getting crushed by their grocery bills, crushed by the prices at the gas pump, crushed by their energy bills, just crushed by the overall economy, sick of the corruption, sick of the double standards in the justice system. And it'll be their time. So won't be me. I won't have anything to do with it. But it's just, that's where the American people are at. The double standard with the justice system, the lies of the mainstream media, the treatment of Donald Trump, the election integrity issues. It's just so obvious now, folks. But who knows? I mean, if it's like a Black Lives Matter riot from 2020, then I guess that's a good thing, right? Because that was good, because that was mostly peaceful. So maybe that's what we call for. Sarcasm. So they're just saying, we're never going to know the results in Pennsylvania. Oh, we know exactly what that means. That means if Harris wins in Pennsylvania, they'll tell you the night of November 5th. If Trump wins, then they'll tell you Harris wins maybe on the 6th or the 7th. I mean, it's just a joke. So, hey, you know, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. I'll just be right here hanging out. That'll be me, just hanging out. I've already been whipped and punished by the deep state and the Democrats, so I'm just sitting right here. Please don't come after me again. I have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. It's not me. All right, let's go back to our great veterans on the phone lines. Let's go to Sarge, a Marine in Alabama. Sarge, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, and I keep you guys in my prayers because I know your voice is speaking out, and I like it. I like it a lot, and I'm fixing to speak out right now on it. There's clubs in America that are sponsored by the UN. You wonder how you're getting blindsided. In Sylacauga, Alabama here, how did the mayor get paid to let those people come in? Because it's always the mayor's responsibility. What club is internationally governed by the board of directors composed of an international president, a president-elect, and a general secretary, and 17 zone directors around the world? The nomination and election of each president is handled in a 1 to 3 year period before the president takes office. It's based on requirements including the geographical balance among rotary zones. It's a rotary club we're talking about. Most of these people you're getting blindsided by, Rotary has opened up an offshore account for that club to pay those members. They're sitting in Congress. You wonder why all this is happening. How can these people be laughing and joking together and they're Democrats and Republicans? Because they're all one of these clubs. There's three of them. Their colors are blue and yellow. We having problems here in this one close to me because I'm also was a member of the American Legion, and members of that club were having infighting over what was going on with these large amounts showing up in their 501c3. Then they disappeared. They didn't know what was going on. Now I can't talk to these men. They were friends of mine, men of God, I thought. That's the cancer in the blood. They need to renounce their memberships right now, their allegiances and their pledges to them.
You know what's ironic? You know what's ironic, Sarge? Mike Lee, who is one of the better senators, but he's a guy. I mean, you can look it up. How much does AIPAC paid Mike Lee? I would guess it's six figures based off what I saw today. So Mike Lee, who I like and agree with most of the time, but he's very pro Israel, and after the UN walked out of Netanyahu's speech, he puts out a public statement that says we need to defund the UN, and I'm like, okay. Hey, if that's what it takes, please. There's Senator Mike Lee, $368,000 from the pro-Israel lobby AIPAC. So Mike Lee calls for defunding the UN after they walk out of Netanyahu's speech. Okay, yeah, please defund the UN immediately. If that's what it takes, I don't care. Absolutely, defund the UN, get it out of our country.
Example of what happened in 2008. Rotary was responsible for that polio vaccine with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Together, they raised $555 million. You can Wikipedia this stuff. You got Lions Club, and you also got Kiwanis. They're all blue and yellow. They're all sponsored by the UN. They've all got international directors telling their zone directors what they need to do next. Where do we need to go now? Okay, let's do it. Let's send that guy the money over there. We'll make an offshore account right now. Send him the money. You look at these guys, you wonder, that got to be the best district attorney I've ever known. Look how much money they make. No, it's being given to them. They're your mayors. They're your city council people. They're your county commissioners. They're your governors. They're all part of this club. They're all the best producing people in the area. They keep them. What their thumb is on is the money coming out of that zone. That's what they keep their thumb on, is the pulse of the money.
All right. Thank you for the call, Sarge. Speaking of clubs, remember the Epstein Club, Epstein Island? Now, let's connect all of this now to Diddy. And thanks to Ellen DeGeneres, maybe we have our connection. Now, remember, Ellen DeGeneres, and I guess she lost her show right after the Epstein stuff, didn't she, guys? I think she lost her show, and then she had some accusations made about her. But Ellen DeGeneres had her set, and unintentionally or intentionally, they made it look like Epstein Island. I mean, they made the set look exactly like Epstein Island. So intentionally, unintentionally, that's what happened. Well, and then again, she ended up losing her show after some accusations were made. Well, look at this post from April 2016, given now the Puffy, the gay daddy accusations, Puff Daddy. Ellen DeGeneres, April 2016, happy birthday P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, or as I call him, Cuddle McSnuggle Stuff, You don't need to know why. We don't need to know why. I don't think we want to know why. Is it all connected? Could it all be connected? All these freaks and perverts blackmailing one another, baby oiling one another? Could that be the situation here? It's worth a question, don't you think? Now, here's a little bit more on this crazy story. Big Papa. You remember that popular song? They've been pushing this tranny stuff in these videos for years. Here was a guy who was, I guess, a producer on part of that video. I was kind of young at the time. It was like, I think it was like 2000 or so, maybe, when the video came out. 1998. Thank you, guys. The crew behind me. The woman in the video was actually a man. Go ahead. Roll clip 3.
The industry grooms them to be open to it. Like, if we go back to the Big Papa video, right? Why is the lead person out of all the bad bitches in New York City back then? Even the women in the video, right? Why was the lead a transgender? Why was there, you remember the scene in the bathroom? Why was there a transgender pissing in the bathroom with the and the guy? You don't remember?
Up, right?
1994, yeah. Actually, we're told.
You don't remember there's a woman in the bathroom with Klepto, and I can't remember who the other person is, and they looking at the nigga Ding Ding. And why are they standing at the urinal? Like, why is that in there way back then?
Got you. And I just pulled
the
scene.
Now, look at the girl. Go to the scene when Buster's talking to her.
All right. I don't want to play this whole interview. And then they show it again. And all these people went to Diddy's parties, by the way. And then they go to the chick again. It's not a chick. It's a dude. Big Adam's apple. You know, there was this interview. I guarantee you the crew will find it. I guess it was a former set worker whose job was to make sure Will Smith was, you know, on scene at the time of shooting the movies. And he claims he came up to one of the trailers. He was looking for Will Smith. He had a set call. He's looking for Will Smith. He goes into one of the trailers and Will Smith is, as he says, getting killed from behind, getting murdered from behind. He says he was getting killed. It was murder, is what he said on a podcast about Will Smith. And look, I mean, I don't even like bringing Tupac into this, but I mean, you can go back and look at Tupac's like original casting videos and stuff. I mean, you'd say, yeah, that guy's gay. And I like Tupac. I think he was probably against all this stuff. Maybe they go along with it to a certain extent, and then it's like, we don't want to be involved with this anymore. Let's do something, and then the next thing you know, they get shot. There's your Adam's apple on your tranny in that video. So it's like, this has all been going on, and the rumors have always been there. Busta Rhymes, he goes to the Diddy parties. The rumors have always been there that all these guys are gay. You go back and look at some of these old rap lyrics, there's nuanced hidden messages about how they're all gay. So what's going on? How about this, though? This is a little more sordid from Suge Knight talking about his role. I believe this was a recent interview, actually, in clip 9.
Okay, good. Okay, but you had a guy named Tubby. He used to work for Interscope. This guy's job was to bring underage girls and girls to have sex with employees and other artists, to the point where his friend got caught up with the same thing, how they raided Puffy House of sex trafficking. They raided his friend house of sex trafficking.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
He never was on.
It's supposed to be a call from prison.
Sure. Can you say something? Can you say something positive?
You look at the whole situation.
Because you only got
60 seconds. I mean, everything I'm saying is positive. And I got to hand him a call right back.
All right. Suge, you call back. Do you think Diddy knows enough that it's a very delicate balance that maybe investigators will want to know these other names and greatly reduce his exposure to criminality to time versus what people would do to keep him quiet.
Number one, I've been knowing him a long time, and we was friends. We're not enemies, but we were friends. He's not a dummy, so he's smart enough to work his magic. On top of that, this man right here, he's been involved with the FBI most of his career. He got powerful people. One of his partners who started his company with drug money, President Obama got him out of prison. So it's not like he don't have no moves. So I don't think nobody should just count him out. Mm. I don't think he going to lay down and just close because he's probably going through a lot of withdrawals.
That's good. Now, look, I don't want to go – I don't want to lean into this story too much because I'm focused on the election. Strangely enough, it is Dr. Umar, who's – I mean, what would you call him? I guess definitely a pro-black commentator. I don't know if it would be fair to call him a black supremacist, but he's definitely very pro-black. And he went on a rant about all this saying it's all meant to be a distraction to distract – black Americans from the Kamala Harris campaign being such a disaster and basically her faking she's black and all this other stuff. So they want them distracted and talking about Diddy. And I don't know if I agree with that, but I'll just say all this. There's so much smoke to this story. There's a frickin' fire. And the people who are really focusing and leaning into this stuff, I mean, they're finding clips from the 90s, early 2000s, all kinds of different people talking about how they're all gay, they're all blackmailed, it's all controlled, there's feds running the whole thing. I mean, some of them are really famous. Kanye sang it, Cat Williams sang it, Eddie Griffin. I mean, so it's like when you look at the whole constellation of all of it, it's like, okay, there's something real about all this. I don't know what it all is. I don't know if it all comes out with this Diddy situation. But I think it's more important just to say that's the illusion of maybe specifically in this case, the rap industry. That's the illusion. But it's just like with Epstein and all the politicians and the people that hung out with him. It's all an illusion. These people want to moral high ground you, and these people want to run your life. They literally rub each other down in baby oil and have orgies. Or who knows what the baby oil is. Now people think that it might have been, was it Bieber's first like platinum hit, the baby song, where now people are listening and it sounds like he's just saying baby oil, actually. I mean, that's how crazy this thing is. Same thing with Epstein. All these people go to Epstein's island, fly on his jet, go hang out at his little temple where God knows what's going on. And then they want a moral high ground you? So with that, let's get back on track. Let's go to Steven, Air Force veteran in Florida. Steven, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Owen. Couple quick things. First of all, you haven't had him on in quite a long time now. It's been probably several years. Gary Havens would be a good person to interview about the Haitian situation since he's actually been there. So I think he could give you some good insights on that. Secondly, okay, I'm looking at this whole situation. You know, you've been talking about Ukraine, Russia situation, Israel. Well, you got to remember the globalist deep state have a three-prong saber-rattling campaign going. We've forgotten about the other one, and that's China and Taiwan, because it's kind of been downplayed with the other two conflicts taking place. And I want to remind everyone, I don't know how long it's been in the last year, but Mike Adams, when he hosted, he had Jeffrey R. Nyquist on there. And Jeffrey R. Nyquist is probably the foremost authority about what's been going on with the communists and their plans for war and world takeover. And he's highlighted, you know, about everything from the Chinese and Russians and Iranians doing joint military preparedness exercises. We've had, you know, Chinese and Russian warships off, you know, practically off the coast of Hawaii and Alaska.
Has Kamala Harris said China once during her campaign? I don't think she has.
No, I haven't heard anything.
I don't think she said China one time.
Right. And I also want to mention the fact that this Zelensky visit to Trump, I don't think that's coincidence. You got to remember, first of all, Mr. Empty Head Biden, he, about a month ago, when he was with Zelensky, he called him President Putin. Now, I don't care if, you know, Zelensky's insulted, but what I'm saying is that I think Zelensky knows the jig is up with him, the handwriting's on the wall.
Yeah.
And I think behind the scenes, he's begging Trump for mercy.
I don't disagree. I think you're onto something, and I kind of hinted at that the other day, but now he's meeting with Trump, and that might be the proof. But I agree. I think Zelensky is starting to realize that what his fate actually is when this is all said and done, and who knows what Trump knows about all this or what Trump's angle is other than just wanting peace. But I think you're right. I think Zelensky realizes that whatever the conclusion to this mess is, he might not be around to see it. And that even might be part of the conclusion. And so I think he's basically like, look, I think I've been set up. I think I'm basically screwed. You know, what can we do for you to protect me and you know, me help you achieve peace? I think you're absolutely right. I think that there is definitely something there.
Yeah, and I just want to say in conclusion, what you covered about, you know, Harris Biden trying to start wars. Okay, so there's a number of scenarios that can take place. They, you know, I don't know how, you know, Putin's saying he'll respond with nuclear weapons now if we, you know, push into, you know, through Ukraine into Russia with these weapons that we have. But the thing is, with the election coming up, I mean, they could wait to do something like that and let Trump get in. They could pull a false flag beforehand, or they could let him get in and then pull something. You know, of course, we still got the looming conviction, the court situation with Trump. So there's so many scenarios. And by the way, don't forget, we've also got a whole bunch of military-age men from China and Russia and Iran in this country that are sleeper cells, just waiting to be given their marching orders. So you think?
Yeah, I mean, this administration put America in bed with 100 brown recluse spiders and 10 venomous cobras. You know, I mean, that, exactly. Who knows what's going to bite us and what reaction we're going to have? That's just kind of where we're at. It's absolutely insane, Stephen. I appreciate your call. I do agree, though. I think Zelensky, I mean, may have just been begging Trump for his life. I think he's kind of seen the writing on the wall at this point and maybe is begging even for his life because he saw what they did to the rest of their CIA assets. Zelensky saw it.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.